This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Switz. Here we are with a special thought today about sharing with others. If you joined me yesterday morning, I introduced the idea of friendships and sharing with other people. I think one of the unfortunate things is that many of us have never been taught how to connect with other people. When you think about your time at school, I'm not sure that was taught. Some of us might not have learned healthy patterns at home either. What does the Bible say about relating to others? Well, I think the first thing is to be committed to that relationship, because Proverbs 18:24 in the Old Testament says, "A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother." So, to put it another way, it's better to have one reliable friend than a number of unreliable ones. An important key here is being committed to the other person. Can you remember a major transition in your life? You left school, or you moved jobs, or you moved from one place to another, and you probably made promises to keep in touch. So how's it going? Well, if you're like most of us, you connected with people, but you didn't miss the old relationships that much. You were not really committed, even though you had great plans. So that's not all bad. It's not bad, because you can only be friends with so many people. If you want to be really connected with a person, you've got to be committed to that relationship. So it's like saying, well, I'll be that person's friend no matter what. So here's a question. How many close friends do you have? Can you think of one? Well, God's given us some very precious friends, and there's nothing wrong with acquaintances, of course. It's nice to have acquaintances, but you can be so busy cultivating acquaintances that you don't take time to develop deep friends. You don't need many real good friends. You just need a few good ones. It's better, I think, to have two good friends than 1,000 acquaintances. So it takes time. It doesn't happen by accident. It requires commitment. And there could be times when there's that relationship has a cost to it. It could be inconvenience or time. But all good relationships carry a cost. Let me again look at Proverbs from the Old Testament. Proverbs 17, verse 17 says, "A friend is always loyal, and a brother is born to help in time of need." So a good friend is always loyal. We're all going to have times of adversity, and we need friends, and this will be the time that many of your friends will, so-called friends, will disappear. But a true friend is loyal, and there's that idea of commitment. I think for us men, this is particularly important. Men tend to deny their needs for deep friendships. It's easy to just talk about the weather or sports. But what about accountability for us guys? What about friendship? It was Gordon MacDonald who wrote a good book that's worth reading and buying called When Men Think Private Thoughts. And he says that men relate to each other in a very competitive way. He said, look, you, my male friend, you are a relational being. You must connect. God has made you to share life with a host of people, not just your wife. You are meant to share life with other men as you work with them, as you fight the battles of life with them and discover the world with them. I thought that's a very good comment there from Gordon MacDonald. So you can ask yourself, who are you committed to? A man of many companions may come to ruin, the Bible says. So who are the two or three people that will stick by you? Who is that person? What about the area of our words? The proverb says that evil words destroy one's friend. That's chapter 11, verse 9. Now, we've spoken about this before, how words have a tremendous power. Your words have the power to make or break friendship. So it's amazing what a few well-spoken words can do to help that friendship. But of course, it also happens on the reverse side. It has a power to destroy your friends. In chapter 12:18, it says, "Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing." So isn't it true there? The Bible is very accurate. A few misplaced words can do serious damage. We need to choose constructive words, the kind of words that will build up friendship and relationship, that will heal, rather than those destructive type of words. So I want to just take it a bit further again tomorrow about this idea of friendship. Well, Lord, today we thank you for the promise that even though we stumble, we won't fall. Your hand takes hold of us. Lord, we do admit we do a lot of stumbling, but Lord, we're filled with confidence knowing you stand with us. Amen.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.